end the day, the Torah way. End the day, the Torah way, Rabbi Tzvi Lieberman. Tuesday night.
Before we start going into all the various shailas which we put up on the wall, we'll start discussing Kabbalistic, the basic halachas of the brocha on thunder lightning, and we'll slowly work our way along to try and go through all the smallish, all the detailed shailas. No. actually, there was thunder lightning, but I'm not going to tell you if that's what you mean. Yeah, right. Sorry, I misunderstood you. It's Gepatik in the Shulchan Aruch, Simreish Chav Zayin, Sif Aleph, Losh Na Gemara, that on thunder, on lightning, the brocha you make oisa masa bracious. Both of them, thunder and lightning, the brocha you make is oisa masa brachis. Says the Mechaber, im yirtzeh, if you want, you can make the brocha shekoichoi ugrosa mole oilom on either thunder or lightning. As though it's kapaskin din shechon och. The Taz writes, the minigo oilom is on thunder to say shekoich rosa mole oilom, on lightning oisa masa brachis. And the Taz says, "Ve'ein yodeh tam zeh." I'm not sure why the meaning is. Al pi dina de Gemara, there's no difference. The same bracha, both of them. I'm not sure why. Maybe, says the Taz, thunder shows much more the strength of the Rabbeinu Shleim. Shekoichu grosa moloilam means that the Rabbeinu Shleim put in the world in Yoni would show his strength. You see it much more in thunder than in lightning, because you see the strength, you hear the power of the thunder. So that's why Shekoichu grosa moloilam, the meaning is we make on thunder and on lightning we make oisa masa brachis. Mishmura writes, yeah, it's mistaba, even though the Taz is a bit mistabic about it, it's mistaba, that's the source of minig olam, but the din remains that on either brocha, your yoitza on either of them. You can make oisa masa brachis on thunder, and you can make shekoich ros mola olam on lightning. Oh, we only make two brochas when you see them separately. So Enochanamas, Mishbura Paskin, if you see them together, and you are together, only make one brocha. Azoishika Paskin, you're going to have a look at Mishmur, and this is something, it's very interesting, and many people are not fully aware of this, that if you see both together, you're supposed to only make one brocha. And Mishmur Zalechtechila, if you see both, now you see lightning and you hear the thunder together, if the storm is close and they come together, make only one brocha, which is oisa masa brachis on both. On both. Well, no, the few seconds is a bit generous. We'll soon see about the seconds at the moment. We can't be too generous with the seconds. Take the difference, not as long as that. So therefore, you make one brocha on both. L'chila, if you're making on both, make oisa masa brachis. Says the Mishbru, if you make shkoich ros mol oilam, you're also yoisa, because we avoid making shkoich ros mol oilam on lightning. So therefore, oisa masa brachis is the preferable brocha when you've got both together. So it comes out, which before we go further, so if a person has both together, and he's made his brocha oisa masa brachis, just because he's not used to making oisa masa brachis on thunder, and he fancies making another brocha on the next thunder, is a brocha levatola. Because he's been yoitza already. You're yoitza with oisa masa brachis on both. You're yoitza shkoich ros moilam also on both. So therefore, once you've made the brocha, you can't make another brocha. You've been yoitza on both. Not, well, as we will soon speak, a little person, Mishmura carries on. If they didn't come together, so then normally the lightning comes first. So you make the oisa masa brachis first on your lightning. And later when you see hear your thunder, ishkoich mozal oilam. The other way around, if the first thing he heard was the thunder, then you make ishkoich mozal oilam. I can't make a lightning, I haven't seen any lightning yet. Later when you see your lightning, so then you make another bracha on the lightning. So you only make separate brachas when you see and hear them separately. But if you may hear and see them together, it's one bracha both, and you're not allowed to make extra brachas. And a person can't even have das. Now, I only fancy my bracha going on one, not on the other. You can't do that. If a person's got an apple and pear in front of him, and he tends eating both, and he makes his boy baits, just don't the boy baits. I didn't think about boy baits. Going with the pear, he still eats them. Be so there, if you got your thunder lightning lefonecho. Pardon? Oh, I'm talking about if you got on the table. You've got them both on the table and you tend eating both. And I made a bracha on my apple. I'll give you a better example. A person had an apple and a piece of watermelon. People think watermelon is big, must be who ate sometimes. Till he finds out. It's a bipedom, as we know. If a person has an apple, piece of apple and a piece of watermelon, and he tends eating both, and he makes his bracha on his apple, just at the moment he thought the bracha bipedom doesn't work with the watermelon. He thought for a moment it's bipedom. Someone says, no. He had this apple and the watermelon and it's the wrong example. If a person has two fruit in front of him, for some reason he thought the other fruit is not yoyz, it's not going to be yoyz, it's boi pe'etz on it. He thought it's supposed to be boi pe'etomo, and le mais it's boi pe'etz, so therefore he's yoyz the broch on it, because it's in front of him, he tends to even get his yoyz. Even in his mind, he didn't realize the broch, it goes to both, so he passes his yoyz with it. So I can't point it. If you have both together, your thunder and your lightning, and you make one broch, your yoyz with it, you only make the broch separately when you see them separately. The halacha is, you can only make the bracha toich didibur. You can only make the bracha whether it's on the thunder, on the lightning, only toich didibur. Toich didibur is not very long, I think it's just 2 seconds. Is that all you need to say is Sholoyim, Aleichem, Rebbe, Moich, say it as slow as you like. I don't think you manage to stretch it longer than 2 seconds. Unless you really say Betifa Kavonis. But a Kavonis is Be'erich 2 seconds. So all the brachas have to be made toich didibur. So therefore, if you make your broch on your lightning, you've got literally 2 seconds to make your broch or your celebrations. And your thunder, you've got literally 2 seconds to make your broch or your broch moloilam. So if it comes together within the 2 seconds, so then pashtus, even though now by the time I've heard the thunder, it may be 2 seconds from my lightning, but if it's all a hemshir, you still make one broch on both. So you've only got the toich didibur, and once you've lost your toich didibur, then if you're passing, you can't make the brocha. So much so, the Mishmurah says, if a person's just come out of a basic kissing, and he's just washed his hands, and he's about to make ashiyot, he's supposed to make ashiyot straight away, and he hears thunder, or he sees lightning, first comes the thunder, lightning, then ashiyot, otherwise you've lost the brocha. You can't be yotze, you can't make the brocha after toich didibur. Shait and Siv Gimel. So then you can't, because then it'll be a brocha levatola. You'll have to push off the lightning and thunder, because you've got a chiyu to eat, a chiyu gomu to eat once you made the brocha. You can't turn your brocha into brocha levatola. You're not allowed to turn. That you mustn't do. To turn your brocha into brocha levatola, that you mustn't do. You must see between them. We'll come to the other examples in a moment. Boss? If what? I thought you said you finished your bypass.
I thought you said
Baruch to Hashem, and then you hear between that apple. No, I mean if you said the Baruch to Hashem, and then you hear that, to switch over to the Baruch and the lightning thunder, that probably you can do, as long as you finish the Baruch. Yeah, but shall mitchila, it's a dinlik mitchila b'shas the Shem that he's supposed to have on the correct brocha, but to Yah Yosef later, it could be in that case you're supposed to switch over to the thunder lightning brocha. Could be. I'm not having. Yes, after the Kain you do the card. Yeah, after Shem you. yeah. Listen, these answers. One has to do one gap. We'll see how Chazal say, and the person, so much that you have to do your best to chop the brocha and not to lose the brocha. Says in the Mechaber, if a person's in the Beis HaKisei and he heard thunder or saw lightning while he's in the Beis HaKisei, says the Mechaber, if you can go out quick enough and make the brocha toich didibur, do it. Now, what does it mean? He's been inside the Beis HaKisei already. Says the Mishmurah, a couple of conditions. We're talking about his hands are not dirty yet, and he hasn't actually done his trochov, because then his hands are dirty, then he's going to have to wash his hands. And to wash your hands, you're not going to manage that before Toich Tehibul. So therefore, the Sefer Mishmur we're talking about, he's just entered the basic Kisei, and his urge is not great, so there's no Shaila Baal Shashaksu. And even though when you go into the room, the basic Kisei, Alts Ruch Ruh is supposed to make the Brocha, but in order not to lose the Brocha of Thunder and Lightning, we're Mekel, doesn't matter the Ruch Ruh on your hands, make the Brocha, Chaparayim, before Toich Tehibul, you have to be a Zoriz, you have to zoom out, catch it within your 2 seconds, maybe 2.5 seconds, make your Brocha, otherwise you lose it. Otherwise, if you start washing your hands, you're going to lose out. So we're Mekel to do without the Tilishanayim. It's got Ruch on his hands, but if they're not dirty, it's just Ruch Ruh. We're Mekel in Ruch Ruh on Yadayim in order that he should chaparayim his brocha on the thunder or the lightning. Says Mishpura, if you can manage to do your hands a bit dirty, you can do a quick midi de menaka, which is quite quick, because you need to cover, do your hands front and back, and push in the middle as well. So you've got quite a lot of actions to do to get your midi de menaka in order to clean at least your fingers. If a person's a super zoriz and he can manage all that to zoom out plus do that, he can still. But once he's lost his Toich Tehibul, he's lost the bracha.
Before, only after.
Now, so the person's now ready to fall asleep, and he's set his hamapel now, and he's about to fall asleep, or he's fallen asleep for a few seconds. So now, first we need to know, what is birchas hamapel? So the Bialocha talks about, is birchas hamapel a brocha on my sleep, or is it a brocha on closing the inyan of sleep? The nafka min is, if a person said hamapel, and he couldn't fall asleep, is this brocha, brocha levatola or not? So the Bialocha, it's a well-known Bialocha. Think about Bialocha, we'll tuck and make you, they can't fall asleep, you're so worried about it. But the Bialocha talks about, if a person can't fall asleep, is it a brocha levatola? He brings on the Elia Rabba, and from the Chaya Odom, you should know it's not a brocha levatola, because the brocha is on minhoga shaloylom, as those of the Elia Rabba and as those of the Chaya Odom, not on my private sleep. So it's not a brocha on my sleep. Bialocha himself is misupik about it. He said, the Loshen is Mapil Chevreshein Aleinoi. So therefore, it's a Kiddush, but he doesn't bring any Choykham in it. He's Mefakbeg on it. So Bialocha says, if you know you've got a lot of worries on your head, and you know, good chance you may fall asleep, don't make Hamapil. But at Kol Bonim, we've got the Shitta of the Elia Rabba and the Chai Odom, which say the Broch is on Menhoga Shaloylam. So what happens if a person after Hamapil needs to go out? Can you make Hashe Yotza between Hamapil and sleep? So according to the Chaya Odom and the Elia Rabba, you can. You can, because it's not a block on my sleep, it's a block on general sleep. So therefore it's not going to turn into a block of Atola. So if I've got another Chiyah Brocha, so I can do it. So, but it's brought down, the Chazon Ish held, like the Bialocha said, no, it's a block on my sleep. So the Chazon Ish held that you're not allowed to make any brochas between the birchas hamapil and the sleep. Because it's a brocha my sleep, so they have to make a brocha between, to do any other brocha between hamapil and sleep, is spoiling it, is sort of making the brocha, brocha levatola. In a choshulchan is mashma, that you can make hashiyot. He takes on the ikashita is that it's a brocha on general sleep, not on my sleep, so therefore you can be mafsik for other inyonim. It seems that most poiskim we take on, we're not so machmi like the Chazon Ish. We're so much on these main poiskim, the Chaya Odom and the Elia Rabba, that we treat it as a brocha on klolosik asleep, and therefore, if you've got a need to make a brocha, a heel between the hamapel and the sleep, one can be mekel. Now, it's what's called sleep. And if somebody's, let's say, said it's a mapel and he's fallen asleep. So this shia of sleep, which is called sleep, which is called a shinas kvar, legabe meli dinim, sai legabe, we call it a shina, legabe this brocha, sai legabe chiyuv negavasa, when you wake up. So this, we call this a shia of shinas kvar. What's called shinas kvar? It's called shita nishmin. 60 horse breaths. How much is that? The shita is either 3 minutes, half an hour or 3 hours. Those are the three shittas brought in Siman Dalet in the Bialocha. We normally take on the middle shittas, the main shitta, half an hour. So half an hour sleep is called a shinas kvar, legabe all these demons. So if a person has just gone to sleep and he's not sure how long he slept. So therefore, if he's had his shinas kvar, so you say, so the mapl is not a problem, but then really you've got your negev as a problem. If he hasn't done, he's on a very short sleep, so then his mapl is more of an issue, and then, but the negev as is not an issue. So therefore, the poiskim will talk about it in a moment what they say. Right, so one more point I want to say before I start going all into the small shilas. There's another shila. These brochas, birchas hashvach, sitting down or standing up, is a general shaila. All birchas hashvach, are you meant to stand up or not? There's two prima godim. There's one prima godim in Hilchos Pesach which says it could be all birchas hashvach needs to stand up. He's mesupik. He says birchas hanenin is sitting down. Birchas hamitzvahs are generally standing up, besides where sitting down mitzvahs like leish v'sukkah, or by other birchas hamitzvahs is normally standing up. Birchas hashvach, he says, it's not clear. Maybe he's mistaping. Maybe standing and maybe sitting. In Hilchos Brochos, he says, no, Birchas HaShvach normally is sitting down, besides for Kiddush Levona. And he says, the nusach of Kiddush Levona is, because Kiddush Levona is kakapos mnei shchina, Hilchoh, tzorech lemeimam u'umot. That's why you need to say it standing up. So vices, genials, Birchas HaShvach, you don't need to stand up. It's only because the chashivas of Birchas HaLevona of that you have to stand up, normally not. So now, so going back to, let's go to the shayla. So therefore, so if a person's tucket just dropped off, or he's not just dropped off, the thunder and lightning came in the beginning of his sleep. Legabe birchas hamapil, the shayla birchas hamapil, vaistois wemekel, the soimach of the shit of the Elio Rabbah and the Chaya Otom, it's a brocha, general sleep. So therefore, if you've got a chiyuv brocha between the mapil and sleeping, you can make it. So therefore, one's not mechuy to worry about the brocha being brocha levatola. One can be soimach on these poiskim that the brocha is on general sleep, so therefore one can be mekel. Concerning negel vasa, so now, if a person's hands got dirty, he knows his hands been all over the place, you can't make a brocha without washing your hands. You can't make a brocha washing your hands. So you have to, if you're not going to make the dibbol, so you've lost it. Oh, so they have negel. If you do a quick midah de menacha, you can be yotze with that as well. You could do one wash also to get away. The ruach ro, which you need negev vasa six times, we make a ruach ro. That we see from the Shulchan Aruch. We make a from the tilu ruach ro, you can make a block even when there's a ruach ro on your hands, in order to chaparai the thunder or lightning, like we see we make the person in a basic kisser. So you don't have to machme to your full scale negev vasa, which is three times each hand or four times each hand. You should do what you can in order to get to your brocha, so that. Pardon? Just 2 seconds back, maybe two and a half. No, till you start your brocha. From then, if you've got a long thunder, it's much easier. So you hear the beginning of the peal of thunder, and then you start washing out until from the end of the thunder till the brocha is be'erach 2 to 2.5 seconds. That's how much you're allowed. No more than that. Once you pass it, 3 seconds, you've lost it. So therefore, if you woke up, you hear this crash, and you hear this thunder, so quickly, and if you know your hand, your position, you know my hands have been okay, they've all been stationary, my hands, where I put them, and I know I haven't moved in anywhere, so then make the brocha straight away. Yeah, good, yes. Oicha eitze. So I call upon him, say, if it's just ruch raw, one can be make of the ruch. Now, what about, does he have to jump out of bed to stand up? So now we can be make again. If he stands up, he'll lose his toich, the dip, until he gets standing up position. Sitting up is fine. Lying down, you shouldn't make the brocha lying down. Was? Yeah. Maybe another half a tefillah for that. So I called upon him. So therefore, you sitting up, one can be make of the sitting up position as well. It's also fine in order to chaparai the brocha. You see from the Mishnah Berurah that we do what we can. We make kulah to chaparai the brocha. It's a mitzvah. It's a chiyuv to chaparai the brocha. We do what we can. It's not just some optional extra this brocha. It's a chiyuv to do the brocha. Finally, what about how often can you make the brocha? So dosh teit halocha, that if it's a, once you made the brocha once, so the halocha state that if the clouds, if it's all the same thunderstorm, you can't make another brocha. Only when it's pasu ha'ovim, then you can make another brocha, when the sky has cleared. But if it hasn't cleared, it's one hemshach, you can't make another brocha. But if it's a new day, then you can make new brocha. What does a new day mean? New day means alois ha'shachar, or after a Shinus Kvargen, you've had a proper hefzik. Either hefzik means a new day has started, that Lois HaShach has started, or a hefzik or Shinus Kvargen, total hefzik hadas, either of them are mechayv brocha. So if you made your brocha once, and you get woken up an hour later, you can make another brocha. You've had your Shinus Kvar, it's over half an hour, we take on half an hour Shinus Kvar. So you can make the brocha theoretically every hour in the night. If unfortunately you get disturbed on the hour, every hour, with new crashes of lightning and thunder.
You need to say half an hour, so keep it after the brocha.
Yeah, yeah, but it seems we take on the Shinus Kvar, that is the Shia of Shinus Kvar. We talk about a half an hour, the points we talk about generally. So that means, so I think I've been through all the shilas. So because we're making after Mapil, we're making the government naked master, just make sure you get the hands clean. We're making you don't stand up. I've only told you kulas tonight. And a makel that you can make after every heft, you can make it over and over again. A makel that's also kula, that you can make it each time the certain heft. Just end up one more chazal, say, loy nivru. Even if they're not, if they disperse, it's one thing, then you zikha make a brocha. Even if they don't disperse, if it's a new day, or there's been a proper hefzik of Shinus Kvar. No, not for this. This works with Birchas Hashachar. This called new day works with Birchas Hashachar, it works with morning. It doesn't work with night, it works with morning. Morning, that's called the new day, legabe Birchas Hashachar, these sort of brochas. So new day is either the morning, or a hefzik of Shinus Kvar, that makes new chiyuv. And just to end up with the brocha, the whole takas of thunder, let's not forget it, is Omer Shabalev, lo nivro omim el aliyash, akimumi Shabalev, shenem av lekimos yumilfonov. It's supposed to be a message to us, to remind us of Yerushalayim, and therefore it straightens us out.